Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. There we go, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, I've realized something, Mike Harmon.
What's that, buddy?
You're going to say I'm crazy, but I've realized something.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, hit me.
I am the best kind of World Baseball Classic fan.
How do you mean by that? What brought you to this conclusion?
I am the best kind of fan for this. I'm the absolute best, and it's really there's no arguing it right now. Bottom of the seventh inning, mm-hmm. Japan leads United States 3-1. United States has six more outs to try to win the World Baseball Classic. But I am the best kind of fan, and here's why. Because if we win, and I say we, the United States, because I'm from here, I have that kind of proprietary thing I can say. I'm from here, we're playing, we can win. If we win, great. If we lose, I don't really care. So I'm the best. I don't have to worry about heartbreak or thinking about how emotional and staying up all night and worrying about stuff. I'm the best kind of fan because if we win, that's great. And if we lose, I don't care. That's the best, man.
No, that's a good place to be.
That is the
There's
absolute
no question
best.
About it. Absolutely.
What a fan I am, man. They should be writing me letters saying, hey, sorry we screwed your season with the whole Edwin Diaz thing, but hey, thanks for being such a fan. And hey, if you win, lose, all right. I can be happy when they win, and if they lose, it's not that big a deal.
Well, I mean, that's just it, and it really kind of flows with your earlier analysis after the Edwin Diaz injury and how salty you were. And saying that you could appreciate the spectacle of the World Baseball Classic, but it would never win your heart because you lost Edwin Diaz. Because no matter what happens today in these final outs after Goldschmidt grounds into a weak double play, MVP, my! just when I needed you most. And Mike Trout, real half-assed job of selling what might have been a hit by pitch.
All right, well,
could have done it, but he didn't. But anyway, but to your point.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not.
But that inning is.
No, that's true. The inning is over, yes.
Failure by both of those.
The inning is over, yes.
But the point being that after this game, win, lose, or draw, you still don't have Edwin Diaz.
No, I don't. I don't.
And you have a whole season to look forward to. You've got a new episode of Ted Lasso. I have not gotten a chance to watch today's released just yet. That'll be the post-show experience.
Mike, I'm sure Jason will spoil it.
Here's a spoiler. There was soccer played. Oh, that spoiler.
How dare you?
You
just screwed that all up for me. But, no, I mean, we've got this. We've got a little bit of NBA action going on. The Clippers are in action. So, you know, we've got some basketball.
You said NBA, though.
Well, you know what? They still rank. They're still there. They have not been eliminated from postseason consideration just yet. So we've got that going for us. And really, hope springs eternal. You know, the sun has not found its way to Los Angeles, but maybe it did wherever you are and wherever you may be listening. Jason's heart.
Buddy, I think you are not really grasping how momentous of a moment this is, because how many fans can sit there and say, hey, when my team wins, I'm excited, and if they lose, I don't care.
Well, and part of that is maturity and pragmatism.
No, but I mean, unless
that four-letter word that I use so frequently here on the show.
If you're a Lions fan, normally I get it, because when they win, hey, okay, that's not expected.
That's
when
a
they
bonus.
Lose, hey, it's okay. I'm expecting to lose. But like for most of the other teams, it's like, hey, when they win, oh man, it was so awesome. I was so happy, and I was talking smack and cursing out people I knew and sending crazy ass texts and then when they lost, I couldn't go to sleep, and I was up all night, and I had a sandwich, and I went for a drive, and I was so mad. I'm never gonna get over this loss. No, just think about that. How I can be excited when they win, and if they lose, yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it's a pretty good place to be in. I mean,
I wish
really.
I could be that way for the Jets and the Mets, but I'm not. But I'm that way here. I'm like, okay, all right. If the USA pulls out a win here, okay. If not, I'm moving on. I'm moving on to the regular season in a few days. I'm excited. All that. I'm moving on. My car. It's a very difficult thing to do, but I can do it.
No, that's good. I mean, look, that's emotional maturity. It's showing that you're crossing some other bridge into the next phase of your life. And maybe you'll get to that level with the Mets, the Jets, and the Knicks at some point where that singular loss doesn't crush your soul the same way we've watched it and experienced it with you these many years.
Ooh, I don't know, man. Would that ever get to me where
no, I think that would kill you.
Me?
Oh, I think that would mean that you've given up on life.
Yeah.
And I can't have you do that, buddy. I need you to be with us. Stay with us. No. Don't go to the light, man.
No, I'm here, buddy. I'm here. I'm here, buddy. It's all good. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So we'll have more on the World Baseball Classic.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what's up, Frostberg?
I'm with you now. I hate the World Baseball Classic, man.
Why do you hate it now? Why are you there?
Because we're down 3-1.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, this thing stinks.
You're going to be upset, right? If we lose, you're going to be
damn right I am.
But here's the thing.
Country first.
Tommy Lasorda, from wherever he is in the great beyond,
he's
yelling
in
that
blue
right
heaven,
now.
Baby. Blue heaven.
In blue heaven right now, he's going, come on, root for your country.
It's your duty.
Jason.
I'm telling you.
Jason.
The very first time we had, it was what, 2009, right? Was that the first one? I think 2009 was the first World Baseball
Sounds about right.
And I can still hear his voice. I was filling in for Dan Patrick at ESPN. And Tommy Lasorda was coming on. He was one of the ambassadors of the first World Baseball Classic. And the one thing you can say, well, not the one thing, but you can always say I'm consistent. I've always been, hey, I'm not quite the biggest fan of the World Baseball Classic because I don't want guys to get hurt. And I've seen Mets players get other players get hurt. Why are we doing this? Why? It's a fake, made-up thing that we're having just because we're trying to figure out a way to boost Major League Baseball, right? So Tommy Lasorda comes on, and I remember talking to the producer, and I said, it's going to be okay that I disagree with Tommy. He goes, oh, yeah, Tommy's up. You think Tommy doesn't want to fight with you on this? No, Tommy's going to be great. I said, okay, great. So Tommy goes on and go, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Jason Smith, blah, blah, blah. So we touch our World Baseball Classic, and I said, you know, Tommy, I got to say, I'm not the biggest fan because I didn't even get into my reasoning. I thought at least he would let me say, I'm worried about the players getting hurt. I don't want players on my team getting hurt. And he just stopped right away, like he was my grandfather. He stopped, Jason. And my first thought is, well, at least he knows my name. That's good. But he keeps saying it over, Jason. You got to listen to me, Jason. I go, okay, Tommy. Jason. I said, oh, now I got to let you talk because you're just going to say my name until I stop talking. So I can still hear his voice. voice in my head. Jason, his performance. You want to talk about his performance? Jason. Like, all right, Tom. And he talked about it. You know, it was the greatest thing in the world. He loved it. And I get it. I get that people love the World Baseball Classic. And I liked it. I would have liked it a little bit more if Edwin Diaz didn't get hurt, knocked out for the season. I would have liked that more. But that's kind of where I am. Hey, would I like to see us win? Yes, I'd love to see it. But if we don't win, it's almost like the Olympics, right? When you get caught up, and so all of a sudden, we have to drop what we're doing, and we are all in on every single Olympic event. No, I can't do that, right? I can't treat the two-man luge the same way I treat ice hockey, right? I just can't do it. But if I'm watching the two-man luge or something, I'm rooting for the – I want the United States to win. That's great. But if the United States doesn't win, I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to win. Somebody else is going to win. That's okay. And I'm on to the next event, on to the next thing. I can do – that's kind of how I am right now. As big a baseball fan as I am, and I don't think there's any bigger baseball fans on the entire network here at Fox Sports Radio than you, me, and Ben Maller. As big fans as we are, I see this and it's kind of just part of what goes on. It's part of the story of baseball. And because I love the sport, I love baseball. It's a high level game being played right now, and that's terrific. But overall for it, yeah, I have my reasons. I got my reasons, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I would say with this, just to back it out, for anybody else out there, maybe you're feeling the same way Jason is in this regard. I propose that it's that you don't have the emotional connection to the collected group of players, right? Yeah, you're cheering for the U.S., but you don't have that same emotional investment because this is a short-lived experiment. Guys pieced together. You haven't been sweating with these guys, watching them through the minor leagues, except the players on your team or those that came over in various ways, right? The bidding processes as they are, free agency trades, etc. That you don't have that same emotional resonance. Ergo, when if the U.S. were to lose, you're not feeling it in the gut the same way. So I get that. You know, you don't grind for 5.5 months with this squad to this ultimate three-inning affair at this point, right? We're down to the final 2 innings here of the World Baseball Classic. So a little bit of the agitation and the nerves on edge, but not to the same level of, hey, we went through 162 regular season games, we survived spring training, and now we're here through a playoff series and another series and some thrilling wins, injuries, ebb and flow of a season. No, this was kind of like, it's here, ta-da, it's Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look,
and if you didn't get what you want, you'll play with what you had last year.
I think that was the alternate lyrics to "You Can't Always Get What You Want." If you get what you had last year. Now, let's not say that. How about sometimes you just can't find, you get what you need. How about that? We say that. That's a good one.
Well, I mean, that was an Al Bundy thing from a Christmas episode where Peg's got the giant bow on herself. It's like, Peg, why'd you rap the same stuff I didn't play with last year?
Mike, explain to millennials who Al Bundy is, please.
The guy Modern Family, the grandpa.
The guy, hey,
used
the guy
to play
who
a shoe.
You have to explain to millennials what Modern Family is.
That long ago at this
point. Come on, dude. It's been off the air for a while, I think.
Al Bundy actually built Fox. Yeah, he built Fox.
Dude, I think The Simpsons.
Yeah, I think Luke just turned 40. Come on, man. You gotta. It's been off the air for a while.
No, not that long.
Sure. I think Luke is
2020. 40.
No, it was longer ago than
Luke Skywalker?
That ended during the pandemic? No.
It did.
It ended during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was a big. It was
no.
It did.
No, like 10 years ago, maybe. I think Jason might be right, Mike.
Yeah, I think it ended like.
I'm looking at it right now.
No, it ended
2009 to 2020.
Sofia Vergara looked good when it ended.
She still does. Why else do I watch that reality show?
But that's the thing is that if Japan wins this game, right? I will move on so fast from this to the regular season. It'll make your head spin. I will be able to move on to change and pivot on a dime.
Pivot!
Oh, Japan, there's the final out. Japan wins it 3-1. Hey, I'm thinking the Mets in the NL East still. I like the Dodgers, but it's going to be a dogfight in the NL. I will move on so fast.
And you know what I'll do?
So fast.
I'll say Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer. 877-99 on Fox.
Timeout. Hey. Jason, are you actually ahead of us?
Why am I ahead of you?
You just said it was a final. 3-1.
I'm saying if it was a fight, I was doing my fake final.
Oh, I don't think we heard.
I'll tell you what, though.
Babe
Schwarber.
No, I'm ahead of you. I think it was foul ball.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Harmon called a Schwarbaum, and it went out of here.
The last two pitches, he almost hit home
runs. It's deep, and it's not playable.
Wow, wait a minute.
We got a 3-2 game.
Wear it, Darvish.
Wait a minute. I'm watching this right now. I think Darvish is going to have a home run here. I really do. I think he's going to go long. I think Schwarber's going deep. He was
Padre
really
great Yu Darvish right there. Giving
Yu Darvish probably tipping his pitches. Yu Darvish.
That's what happens when you give a guy an extension, Larry.
Never go full Darvish.
Oh, there it goes. You're right. Home run. 3-2.
Well,
3-2.
Mike, he's way behind.
Yeah, that's a long time. Schwarber rounded the bases and already slapped high fives to everybody in the dugout.
I feel like it was batting practice for him. Like the last two
pitches.
That's
how he rolls.
He nearly hit home runs. Like he's just, I'm going to hit a home run on this. I'm just waiting for the pitch.
They don't call him the Babe for nothing, man.
Wow. All right, so 3-2 now. Japan leading the United States in the championship of the World Baseball Classic. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The Jason Smith Show with my best
USA!
Friend,
USA!
Let's go!
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So we'll have more on this, but we have a big couple of stories to get to from the National Football League coming up next. I'm pretty sure the Green Bay Packers listen to the show. I'm pretty sure they do. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
This one goes out to Japan.
It's good to see pace of play is not affected here.
Tight shirt rooting for Japan. Yeah, where's the pitch clock? Where's the pitch clock in this chat? We want to make sure that we get the game. Come on, we've got to get this game in, right? Let's get in the game in. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Well, right now, World Baseball Classic. Japan leads United States 3-2 Japan batting right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kyle Schwarber with a home run to bring the United States to within 3-2. And if my eyes don't deceive me, a certain Shohei Ohtani looks like, and I say looks like, he is warming up in the bullpen potentially to pitch the ninth.
Jason, did you know, Mike, you as well, did you guys know that Ohtani and Trout play together?
No.
No, really? Did you know Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard? Did you know that? Did you know that?
I didn't.
Did you know Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford were teammates in high school? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know Al Gore and Tommy Lee Jones were roommates in college? Did you know that, too?
And what about Derek Carr and Devontae Adams? They went to Fresno State together.
No, they didn't. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. That's not true.
I think it is, Mike.
That is not true. No way. No way. It's not true. No way.
Never heard of him.
Not true. Not true. So, if Ohtani does come in to pitch the ninth, it's going to be Mullins, McNeil, Betts, and then it would be Mike Trout.
They're letting McNeil hit?
McNeil. Hey.
Come on.
You're talking about a batting
champion. We're trying to win here. This
is the ship. He walked the last time, and Betts got a base hit, and then Trout hit into a double play to end the bleeping inning, man.
Trout really sucks, man.
Don't blame Trout. Sucks. Look at you. Teicher's rooting for Japan.
Go Japan!
You're saying Trout sucks. What is the World Baseball Classic doing to you guys? You're insane.
Goldschmidt was an MVP.
Ah, blank him.
Oh,
he was.
Man, I'll tell you.
Freaking Cardinal.
Boy. He failed us.
But, again, 3-2. Japan batting, bottom of the eighth inning, leading the United States in
Japan!
The championship of the World Baseball Classic. You don't even name one player on Japan.
Shohei Ohtani.
Name two guys from the
team. I did one already.
I don't owe you anything.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good. Okay.
Yamada.
You missed the whole Yu Darvish conversation that we had a few minutes ago.
Did I?
I think you did. Because yeah.
All right. Here's one for you, Jason. Yoshida.
Sure. Sure.
Guys, there's three.
Guys hitting like 400.
Nakamura.
You can't just look at the box score and just say, look at all these guys. You can't just
What is
that.
A box score?
What?
Who is it?
He's what being serious, dude.
Wait a minute. What's a box score?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't understand. What do you mean? So I type in box. What does that mean? Like they score in like a little box? Like
you're talking about now where it shows 2-3, right? The box with the score in it?
Right. Yes. Exactly. Yes. The box.
Got it.
The bottom right. See. You picked it up, Tyshirt. Look
Thank
at you.
Thank you.
You're gonna be a play-by-play guy before you know it.
Go Japan.
Before you know. It. Yeah. Rooting for Japan.
Tyshirt can't talk right now. He's got a samurai sword in his back.
Yeah. Wow. Look at you. I can't believe. Wow. Rooting against the United States. Look at you, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, that's on him. Don't say us.
I'm pretty sure the Green Bay Packers listen to our show. I'm pretty sure. Because it would. When did we talk, Mike, about the fact that the Packers have really screwed themselves when it comes to the leverage for Aaron Rodgers? We've done it a couple of times in the last week, but the main point that I want to bring up now, we talked about it last night, the Packers really don't have leverage in Aaron Rodgers because they let it be known they want him gone, and if they piss off the Jets asking for too much, then the Jets can just say, okay, we're walking away. And,
yeah, I mean, yeah. That interview at the girls' high school basketball game was just stupid.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
It was
right?
awkward and ill-fated, and he chose poorly at every turn.
Because this is you chose poorly. So we talked about that being a very big reason why they don't have the leverage, because the Jets can just say, yeah, well maybe a second and a third. Maybe not. I don't think we want to give you a first-round pick now. Maybe we'll give you a second, because you got to trade him. We need to get him, but we could go get somebody else if we want to. You need to, because you can't have him come back. So that lost leverage. And what did I say? The Packers melted down at the moment you can't melt down. Right before the trade looked like it was going to happen, what did the Packers do? They couldn't stand it. They couldn't help themselves, but let it be known, we don't want Aaron Rodgers back. They're talking about Rodgers' career in the rearview mirror, whether it was the interview at the Girls State Basketball Championship or Gutekunst or Mark Murphy elsewhere, talking about, hey, Aaron had a great career here. You could not have done more to show that we want him gone. So all you did was give the Packers power to the Jets by saying, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, so now you really can't have him back. You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait until the trade was done to then start saying about Aaron Rodgers and let all the crazy-ass stories get out about Aaron Rodgers that you know the Packers want to make public. Murphy and Gutekunst are just itching. They're talking to beat reporters going, just wait, as soon as a trade is, I'll call. You will say sources tell you, and I will tell you all kinds of crazy-ass stories about Aaron Rodgers that I want to get off my chest. But just, I got to wait till it's up. But they couldn't help themselves. They had to talk publicly about how Aaron Rodgers, his career is in the rearview mirror. So now the Jets have all the leverage. You want to know why this deal isn't getting done? Because the Jets are figuring out, wait a minute, we don't need to give up what we wanted to. I think you're asking for a little bit too much. Yeah, maybe a first and a third. Maybe now we're thinking a second and a third, or a second and a fourth, or a first and a fourth, or a first and a fourth, and you're giving us a third. Yeah, you want something like that? Maybe now. So now the Packers screwed themselves because they couldn't wait. They couldn't be cool until the trade got completed. They had to go out and say, hey, we're done with him. And now the Jets made it's difficult for me to say the Jets did the right thing, but the Jets did the right thing and backing away going, okay, now we know we're going to get him. Now let's see what we have to give up for you, because there's no way you can have him back now. And what did we get today from Mark Murphy, who during a tech summit at Lambeau Field said, quote, we've got no other news really going on right now, Murphy's saying with a laugh. I'm reading this from the New York Post. I'd love to tell you everything you want to know about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but I'm sworn to secrecy not to say anything. So he kind of says it with a little bit of ha-ha, but
I was going to say, it's got a little tongue-in-cheek to it.
Yeah, but I'm sworn to secrecy not to say anything. Yeah. That means someone told him, dude, you shut the hell up and let this trade play out. You are killing us. You and Gutekunst, be quiet. Don't say anything. Let us have this trade first. Then you can say whatever the hell you want to. But now you've heard us. And now you've heard us because we don't know if we're going to even get a first-round pick anymore. You were looking at the 13th overall pick in the draft, but you couldn't be cool. And you had to blab, 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 blab about Aaron and what blah, blah. And now the Jets said, oh, thank you very much for that gift. And now we're not going to get that 13th pick. Now we're going to get the 34th pick. Or something else you want. Great. Thanks a lot. So I know the Packers listen. Someone said, hey, you know, boy, Jason and Mike, they were right about that. Boy, Packers really were stupid. Hey, guys, how about you don't say anything when it comes to this trade anymore and let the trade actually happen before you just start blabbing everywhere you go? I'm telling you, they must listen to the show.
Yeah, I mean, just when that interview went down, I remember watching the first clip of it and then more of it came out. And it's like, what purpose did this serve? How does this help the company? Right? Go back to Office Space.
Ask yourself, is this good for the company?
How sure. In any way, before you opened your mouth to that reporter, could you have possibly thought that it was a good idea to put everything that Aaron Rodgers ever did in the past tense? He can do that. Anybody around Aaron Rodgers can do that. Other players, whoever, you know, the presumption that this is done. It's not done. So why give anything that complicates the matter to wherever you were being led in terms of negotiations? Where maybe it was a first and a third. Maybe it was a first and a second, or a second and a third. Whatever that combination was going to be. By speaking of him in the past, it's like, all right, we're resigned to the fact that this is done and we hate him and we want to erase him from all of the banners around town that trumpet the 2023 season. Is that fair? Everybody feeling good about that? Wait, did I just say the quiet part out loud?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think he did in that scenario. He was ticked off enough to say, hey, I'll be over watching girls basketball if you want to find me, wink, wink. And then he said the quiet part out loud.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be at Section 3, Exit 4. I don't know if I'll be there.
Might have been
but
someone there with a giant yellow flag. You have no idea.
No, someone like
they're a tour group guy. It's get over
holding
here.
It up. Yeah, like they're holding up with that Mark Murphy with arrow pointing down. Like, right, Mark Murphy's right
here. You're looking for Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy's over here. Look, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I love the fact that the Packers must listen because, and I'm glad I said it after they blew it, because now it's not like this, so I can't say I'm not helping the Jets. Like, I want to help the Jets make this happen. I don't want to – I said it after this happened, so there was no going back on it now. So that was good. Because I wanted to accomplish two things. I wanted to, you know, tell you why this was going to be a case where the Packers have lost all the leverage and the Jets have it and all these things. And also help the Jets and not hurt the Jets on their way. I accomplished everything.
Look at you.
I'm very excited about that, buddy.
See, and now you can have a hamburger.
Yeah. Hamburger.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What did this guy hate about the Dodgers so much? Why did they? What did they do that made him hate him?
He's good, but blank him.
Who would you be rooting for if it was Trey Turner with a chance to win the World Baseball Classic? Would you be rooting for Trey Turner or Japan?
Trey Turner.
Really?
Okay, country seriously. First, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. What if it was Pete Alonso? Pete Alonso.
Oh wow! You're now that's a wow! You're really putting me on the spot here.
What if it was anybody from the San Francisco Giants?
And Shohei they're not Ohtani. Good enough to crack this roster.
Oh, that's what I say. It's a what if. Anybody
Jock,
from
Jock
the
was on Team Israel. How'd that work out for him?
So right now, Jeff McNeil battling with
he
Shohei
better
Ohtani.
Get a hit. He better
nobody
get a hit.
Out. Full count. Mike Trout will bat this inning. It will turn John Paul Morosi into a prophet who said 3 days ago, how do I know the World Baseball Classic is going to come down to Ohtani versus Trout with the WBC on the line? He said that like 4 days ago, and that's exactly how it makes me think Arias Foster's got the script, right?
Well, it's either that or it's just JP's got some fever dreams that occasionally come true.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It was what we were all wishing and hoping for, right? I mean, clearly.
He's got the script. He's got the script of this. And he'll be joining us from the World Baseball Classic following its conclusion.
Will he be excited? Will he not?
So again, 3-2, Japan with the lead.
Oh, my Lord!
You are ahead of me. You're ahead of me. Are you loving Jeff McNeil right now?
You're
you
so lucky, Jason.
Wow.
Are you loving Jeff McNeil? Hang on. I love you. I can't believe you guys are ahead
You're
of me.
So lucky.
I'm expecting something big from Jeff McNeil now. Let's see. Full count. Nobody out. This is exciting because I know Jeff McNeil does something good. Jeff McNeil, ball four. He walks and he's screaming at the dugout. Let's go. He's like Tyshirt.
Here comes Bobby Witt Jr.
Let's
Everybody
go.
Holding stacks of Bobby Witt Jr. rookie guards, hoping
let's
that
go.
He's able to get around for the tying run.
You didn't tell
let's
us McNeil
go.
Can't run.
Let's go.
Pinch runner, yo.
He got on base. It doesn't matter. Hey, I'm fine. I don't want him to get hurt.
Get him on. Get him in.
You think I want him to get hurt running the bases?
He doesn't need a ripped hammy in this scenario.
And here comes the greatest baseball player of all time to the plate.
Mookie.
They're high-fiving Jeff McNeil like he just hit a game-winning home run in the
dugout. He got on base. That's all that matters. Come on, that's camaraderie. Boy. That's the kind of infectious enthusiasm we need in our sports all the way down to our little leagues.
I take everything back.
So Bobby Witt Jr. is in the game to run for Jeff McNeil, and now Mookie Betts will bat nobody out. Runner at first, and a very modest lead for Bobby Witt Jr. He's not going anywhere. He's like the kid in Little League who, like the ninth batter who walks and gets to first base and is scared and goes, I don't want to be too far. Just get off the base. Take a lead. Take a lead.
Harman, you want to tell him, Harman?
No, he's going to watch it.
He just heard you.
Yeah, Smith, you're going to watch it here. I'll never live this one down.
I don't mean,
bleeping Mookie Betts.
Oh, no. 4-6-3. Oh, no.
So it comes down to Captain America versus Otani.
I am a real American.
Let me go after. The Mets did their job. The Dodgers did not. Right? Does that make the last minute and a half worthwhile? Mets did their job. Dodgers did not. Right? Am I true with that?
I mean, this is everything now, though.
Am I right? This is it.
Hey, man, we live in a different world than we did 30 seconds ago. None of that matters right now.
What do you think? If the first pitch he hits him and Trout charges him out and they brawl? How great would that be?
Complete WWE inspired event.
Just boom. And he's going to, you know, I mean, this is exciting. I got to say, I'll give it to you. Okay. This is amazing theater. This is absolutely amazing theater. Ball one to Trout. Unbelievable. Mookie Betts, a weak grounder to second, 4-6-3 double play. The United States now down to their last out in the World Baseball Classic. Mike Trout up. He is 1-for-4 tonight, hitting .308 on the WBC. Otani just threw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball by Mike Trout to make the count 1-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Doesn't look great, Mike Harmon. Doesn't look great. But like I said, I'm the best World Baseball Classic fan there is, because if the United States loses, I'll move on right away. I can move right on. It's okay.
You know, I am kind of a rally monkey in and of myself.
Okay.
Like to jump up and down and scream and get after it. So,
okay.
It's kind of what I'm doing here in the studio now.
People like to grab you and put you on their shoulders and
100%.
And do that. Okay. I didn't know that.
There's a lot of grab ass that goes on.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Or grabbing of ass. I mean, whatever the case may be.
Okay. 2-1 count to Trout. He took low and outside to make it 2-1, to make it 2-1 on the count facing Otani here in the ninth inning. This is going to be, Trout just waved at 100-mile-an-hour fastball, make it 2-2, high fastball that tailed in, and boy, it got a lot more of the plate than I'm sure Otani wanted. He got lucky on that one, even though it was 100. That ball did not tail back as far as he expected it to. And
this is going to be the biggest pitch of his life here.
I have something important to say. Albert Uwehoff!
This will be the last time we pay attention to Trout and Otani. This is it. The season starts soon. That's it for them.
I mean, until they're both Dodgers.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the deadline, they trade for
both
of them.
Have you ever seen a lineup better than what the United States put out there? Yeah, these guys joined the Dodgers.
Oh, full count. Full count.
In three.
To Mike Trout here. That was ball three that went to the backstop. So again, the United States could put the tying run at first. Could end it.
You need better.
I'm thinking he's going to throw a fastball here. Too. I'm thinking it's going to be a fastball.
What do you got over there, AOL?
I think I do. And there it is. 87-mile-an-hour curve, and Trout waves at it for strike three. Japan are your World Baseball Classic.
Why do you sound so excited with that call?
They are celebrating on the field right now. And look, everybody's fine. They're celebrating on the field. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Look at that. See, look at them celebrating.
You know what's not fine? The way you said that they won. You were very excited.
They won. It was the end. I'm not excited as tie shirt. I mean, tie shirt's rooting for Japan. So keep it right here. More on the aftermath. Mike Trout, 0. Shohei Ohtani, 1. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go, Japan!
The game's over. The game's over.
Suck it, Trout. Ohtani's better.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Your ninth inning World Baseball Classic in review for Team USA. The Mets did their job. The Dodgers and the Angels did not. The entirety of Southern California failed when the pressure was on the most. Mets did it. The other teams didn't.
Mike Harmon, I'm a bit saddened right now.
You're a bit what?
Just sad.
Okay.
I'm saddened by it.
Saddened. Okay, got it.
Saddened.
Saddened. Yes, no, I got it. Okay.
No, I mean, because look, we celebrate the triumphant resplendence of Mookie bleeping Betts all the time, and now it's bleeping Mookie Betts.
Yep, I'm telling
you. We have to change it. It's no longer a middle name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, this is why
Mookie
I'm the best.
L. Betts.
That's right.
So now we have to call him that the rest of the night. Mookie L. Betts.
That's tough, man.
And he's just regular Timmy Trumpet. Mookie L.
Ooh,
Betts.
How about that?
But again, see, this is where now you come around to my.
Well, now with the Angels thing, I mean, nobody was expecting greatness there, were they?
Well, I don't know. You had Ohtani. So, I mean, I think you thought maybe he would have rubbed off on somebody just because he's there.
I meant from the Trout side of things.
Oh, okay. Got it. But this is why I'm the best World Baseball Classic fan. Because now I can let this go. We lost. That was too bad.
By the way,
it was awesome. I let it go.
Yeah, but Mookie Betts' middle name really does start with an L.
Larry.
It's Lynn.
Lynn.
Marcus Lynn Mookie Betts.
MLB. There we go. How about that? The guy's going to be a baseball player with those MLB. But now you can move on. It's over. We lost. Okay. You don't need to be upset. No,
yeah, but Diaz is out for the year. How do you move on?
You have to. You have to. You got to move on. This is what I say when I say the reality of the World Baseball Classic is the champagne dries pretty fast. We're back to reality. For me, it's Edwin Diaz is out for the year. Great. But you can let this go. Yeah, Japan won. That's great. Awesome. They won. Say what? Great. Move on. Let's see what really matters.
Well, how do we fix the gap between us and the rest of the world?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because Rob Manfred has an idea about that. The MLB commissioner has an idea about something he really wants for the next World Baseball Classic, which I go, we'll get into that in a couple minutes. But I'm like, when he said that today, I said, dude, are you tone deaf? What the hell is wrong with you, man? This is what you want for the next World Baseball. What the hell is wrong? So already if you're looking for different things, Rob Manfred has a great idea to make things even and maybe level the playing field in the next WBC.
Well, then.
So we have that.
That's what you call a tease.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen on the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Don't forget, after our show is over, you can download the Best Of podcast for the show. Go on iTunes, use the iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate, subscribe. You'll love you forever and ever and ever again. Wherever you get your podcasts, it is there. So what's the big change? That's next right here, Fox.
Jump in!
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.